News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
The cold start on your Friday, 36 at our studios. Got down to the freezing mark at the Mobile Airport. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a minute. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Really no delays yet. If you're traveling I-10 between Rangeline and Theodore Dawes Road, watch your speed. You've got a little bit of radar there, but accident-free conditions continue from Airport, Old Shell, and Spring Hill at 65, and no real delays coming in from Spanish Fort and Daphne across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months with $3299 down. Model number 4430. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, have more discussion with him coming up as it was not so bad here. We just had the rain, but rough weather as the front made its way through the southeast yesterday. Areas up around Atlanta, a lot of damage up there from flooding and falling trees, straight line wind issues up there. Here, not so bad, but we do have the backside of the front and some colder temps as you get started on your Friday 36 now at our studios. On the way, lots to talk about here. Also, on the fun side, downtown Mobile, official downtown Mardi Gras season gets started tonight with Condi Cavaliers. And the Mardi Gras tree was lit.
Now
it's official. What it looks like is the universe's largest Mardi Gras tree, which exists right here in Mobile, Alabama, made official with the lighting yesterday. We'll talk more about Mardi Gras going forward. Of course, Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner. You can catch it throughout the hours here at FM Talk 106.5, and it's every day the whole way through Ash Wednesday. So that's on the way. Plus, we'll take a look at the Alabama lottery chances. What are the, if you want to gamble on whether a lottery bill will get passed or not in session. Remember, Governor Kay Ivey talked about impaneling a group to study the effects of lotto.
Commission.
You know, I mean, there's not information out there already on how this all works, but we're doing it. I suggest this. Why don't we have a commission impaneled to study impaneling commissions?
Whoa. I don't know if I'm using this correctly, but that sounds meta.
Something like that, better something. We'll look at some of the jobs numbers as they come in. It's Jobs Friday, a big indicator here on how the economy's doing, which in most cases, doing quite well out there. Also coming up in sports.
Lots of college basketball to get to. And also, if you thought football was over on Super Bowl Sunday, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, we talked about this. We talked about this last hour. You're talking about the XFL coming back. And maybe I don't have a completely accurate memory of how the old XFL worked, but I remembered it kind of seemed like a street fight met a football game. Is that what it's going to be like now?
No, you're right on. Back in 2001 when it first came out, they made no bones about it. They were making a WWE NFL league, even to the point where the players had their nicknames on the back of their jerseys.
Right.
Like, he hate me? Do you remember? Yes, I do. And they would fight over the ball to see who'd get it first. They'd run to midfield. This time, it's kind of, they've got a lot of former NFL players playing in the league, a lot of guys that were really good in college, maybe not good enough for the NFL, and they're kind of trying to make a farm league kind of thing, like we saw with the Alliance of American Football last year. But they're also trying out a lot of new rules that could maybe one day make it into the NFL. Kind of like the AAF, there's no extra point after touchdowns.
Okay.
You can get 1 through 3 points depending on where you try the extra point play from. So if you try from the 2-yard line, you get 1 point. From the 5-yard line, you get 2. From the 3-yard line, you get 10 points. And overtime, it's going to be a little different too. It's more like a shootout in the NHL where each offense gets 5 rounds. Each round is 1 play from the 5-yard line, and whoever scores the most touchdowns from the 5-yard line in that 5-round system ends up winning the game in overtime. So they'll get done in under 10 minutes, and it's going to be a lot faster, too. They're trying to end these games in like 2-2.5 hours rather than the 3.5-hour, 4.5-hour game or 4-hour games we see so often.
Oh, maybe it'll work out there. A lot of the rules end up sounding like things we used to come up with in the backyard
yeah.
We're playing football. In Washington yesterday, President Trump celebrated his impeachment acquittal during a White House speech, declaring vindication and denying wrongdoing. He spoke to a crowd of GOP lawmakers, cabinet officials, family members, and other supporters there in the East Room. Bob Constantini has more.
The president held up a copy of the Washington Post with the words, Trump acquitted, in giant letters.
Now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
With staffers, supporters, media boosters, and members of Congress, Mr. Trump aired grievances passed in no particular order a day after the Senate acquittal.
Had I not fired James Comey, who was a disaster, by the way, it's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now.
And no one had to get him started on Mitt Romney.
It's a failed presidential candidate, so things can happen when you fail so badly.
The East Room was filled with Republicans from Capitol Hill who are unwavering in their support of President Trump. No GOP senator who expressed some misgivings about the Ukraine matter was on hand.
It's a celebration because we have something that just worked out. We went through hell. Unfairly, did nothing wrong.
Speaking without text or prompter, the president fired rhetorical shots at House opposition.
Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago.
Schiff is weighing whether to push for John Bolton to testify in spite of the acquittal. The president and Pelosi crossed paths, but never far enough for an attempt at a handshake earlier in the day at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, Lord, we thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the poor and the persecuted.
Avoiding Pelosi, President Trump arrived a short time later, immediately speaking of his persecution.
My family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us.
Hitting on other political themes from the State of the Union, Mr. Trump told the audience, you better get out and vote. The president had one Republican in mind when he let loose in front of the faith leaders about the Democrats impeaching him. Mitt Romney, whose floor speech announcing his guilty vote was filled with references to God.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Pelosi, sitting about 25 feet away, claims she often prays for the president. Bob Costantini, the White House.
Talk more about that coming up. And also during that, about an hour and change, speech from the president calling out AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne by name, thanking him for his support through the impeachment process. We'll get to that coming up. 7:14, got sports on the way and news next from Channel 5. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The White House announced the terrorist leader who claimed responsibility for the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola is dead. President Trump said Qasem al-Rimi, an al-Qaeda leader, was killed during a counterterrorism operation in Yemen. In a video, al-Rimi praised Mohammed al-Shamrani's actions, calling him a courageous knight. A man accused of killing a woman almost 40 years ago will still have to continue wearing an ankle monitor. Alvin Ray Allen asked a judge to get rid of electronic monitoring, but the judge denied the request. Allen was arrested last September for reportedly killing Sandra Williams back in 1980. Health experts believe flu numbers will only go up. The CDC says there have been about 19 million flu cases this season, with 180,000 having to go to the hospital and 10,000 flu-related deaths. The announcement comes after a 4-year-old girl in Mobile died a day after being diagnosed with the flu. Meanwhile, a Mobile County deputy is still in the hospital fighting the virus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we're not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega, and that race car driver's number on your back window, you ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit, and your chances of killing someone are 4 times higher. So forget the number on your window and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Zion Williamson leads New Orleans to a win. South Alabama basketball has a rivalry game tonight. And football doesn't end with the Super Bowl. The XFL launches this weekend. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Nick Taylor leads the Pebble Beach Pro-Am after shooting a bogey-free 8-under in the first round. Patrick Cantlay and Chase Seifert are tied for second place at 6-under par. Round 2 gets started this morning at 11. Of course, big part of that Pebble Beach Pro-Am are the amateurs, and NFL wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald shot the best of them yesterday. But you also have Bill Murray in his 25th year at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and anytime Ray Romano and Larry the Cable Guy are playing, you know it's going to be a good time. But lots of former athletes taking part in the Pro-Am, and a lot of celebrities too, so really cool thing to check out. University of South Alabama women's basketball team defeated Louisiana Lafayette 78-63 in the Mitchell Center last night. Savannah Jones scored a season-high 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in the victory. Up next, the Jags will play at Louisiana Monroe tomorrow at noon. The Jaguars men's team has a big-time rivalry game tonight at 7 in Troy to face the Trojans. South looking to beat Troy for the third time in a row. In the SEC tomorrow, number 11 Auburn will host number 18 ranked LSU at 11 a.m. If Auburn wins, they'll take over the lead in the SEC standings. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5 beginning at 11. Then at 5, Alabama will attempt to snap a 3-game losing streak when they take the court in Athens against Georgia. In NBA games last night, Zion Williamson scored 21 points in a New Orleans win over Chicago.
The lob, Zion.
That alley-oop call from Joel Myers on Fox Sports New Orleans. Pelicans won 125-119. Houston upset the Lakers 121-111. The Knicks beat the Magic. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia. And Portland got the win over San Antonio. The 2020 NBA trade deadline passed yesterday. Some teams with no hope for the playoffs used the moment to sell off players for young prospects or draft picks, while teams that are trying to make a push into the postseason added some good players to their rosters. Miami and Memphis completed a players-only trade without getting Oklahoma City involved, as was initially expected. The Heat got Andre Iguodala, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder in exchange for Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson. Philadelphia added a couple scorers from Golden State in Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. Golden State also received former number one pick Andrew Wiggins and 2 picks from Minnesota in exchange for D'Angelo Russell, Jacob Evans, and Amari Spellman. Denver sent Shabazz Napier to Washington for Jordan McRae. Cleveland received Andre Drummond from Detroit And the LA Clippers received Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas in a three-team deal with the Knicks and the Wizards. If you thought football ended with the Super Bowl on Sunday, you were wrong. The XFL begins its first season this weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. I say it's the second first season because the original XFL debuted in 2001, lasted only one season before folding. You'll recognize many of the players if you tune in to one of the games this weekend. Dallas is led by former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops and has former Sooner quarterback Landry Jones starting at quarterback. Former Auburn running back Cameron Artis Payne is on the Renegades roster. Former Auburn and Leroy High School wide receiver Sammy Coates is on the Houston Roughnecks. Seattle's quarterback is former Gulf Shores High School and Troy Trojans quarterback Brandon Silvers. And former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray leads the Tampa Bay Vipers. Seattle plays D.C. tomorrow at 1 on ABC. L.A. plays at Houston at 4 on Fox. Tampa plays at New York at 1 on Sunday, also on Fox. And St. Louis plays at Dallas at 4 on Sunday on ESPN. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and sports got me thinking about injured reserve, you know, the IR list. Our governor on the IR list right now. She did have her surgery yesterday for her broken shoulder. You saw her during the State of the State address, arm in sling. She had surgery. They said she's in high spirits and doing well.
So a successful surgery.
What it sounds like.
That's good.
All right, just so y'all know. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check tax tips. Yeah, unfortunately, it's also that time of year. Start talking about your taxes coming up. It's Bloomberg Tax Tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. This year, about 90% of taxpayers will get a bigger tax break if you take the standard deduction rather than itemizing your return. The standard deduction levels are $24,800 for married couples and $12,400 for singles. If you and your spouse are 65 and older, you can increase your standard deduction by $1,300. For a few of you, deductions for charity, state and local taxes, and mortgages will add up to much more than those levels, making it worth your time for the extra paperwork. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Got some gusty winds across the Bayway, but nothing out of the ordinary. Driving up to Fairhope and Daphne, along 98 and through Mobile. So far, Government Boulevard. If you're traveling Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65. No major backups or delays. The IRS problem solvers at Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010, Challenger Road South in Mobile have over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They can help with the IRS. See them at Azalea City Tax. Tax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, 36 now at our studios. Colder is what they're facing, what they did face in Birmingham, Huntsville area. And they actually got reports of snow yesterday. Nothing stuck, and it wasn't like widespread, but you know it is. It's Alabama. We pay attention. If it's gonna snow, then we're gonna talk about it. And yeah, so they got a little bit of the snow yesterday. So nothing other than no sticking. There's no there are no run on bread and bologna and all those kind of things. But they did actually see some snowflakes.
Any schools out because of the snowflakes? That's what I want to know.
No, I didn't see that. I can't guarantee that, but I did not see that. That was part of what was going on. But I did see that at least it made made news. That some snowflakes were out there. We'll talk more weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a little bit. Also, the story globally, of course, is the question about the pandemic and the coronavirus, although there might be some good news in the mix as well. Jim Root from Westwood One has more.
First, the good news.
Today is the first day in which the overall numbers of confirmed cases reported in China have dropped.
The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says by that, he means the rate of the increase of confirmed cases is lower for the first time since the outbreak. But he cautions that while Wednesday gave us the first lower overnight reported spread rate percentage ever, it doesn't mean they have any kind of handle on this thing just yet. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that it is true that in a very short time they've learned a lot, such as the virus's DNA, how to diagnose it, how it's transmitted, and who is most at risk. Well, now the bad news.
There is still a lot we don't know. We don't know the source of the outbreak. We don't know what its natural reservoir is, and we don't properly understand its transmissibility.
By transmutability, he means if and or how the virus may change form, nature, substance, or state. In other words, if and or into what it may mutate. And the bad news continues in that no tools yet.
We have no vaccine to prevent infections and no therapeutics to treat them.
All the WHO can recommend right now is, again, the standard methods for avoiding a cold or flu. Stay away from anyone who is coughing or sneezing, and if you are coughing or sneezing, do it in your elbow and wash your hands frequently.
To put it bluntly, we're shadow boxing.
The severity of this virus runs the full spectrum, from mild cough, sneezing, and fever, to pneumonia, various stages of pneumonia, to organ failure and death. So he says even when scientists come up with something to prevent and fight it,
vaccines and therapeutics are not silver bullets.
Now, he also addresses criticisms aimed at China that suggest, among other things, the Chinese were not very forthcoming about this virus at the very beginning of the outbreak, saying if China was hiding the virus or information, then there would be a greater number of cases outside of China.
Because China may be able to hide what's happening inside, but cannot hide the number of cases in other countries. And as you may remember, when we had cases in China, there was no case in the rest of the world.
He says China and the Chinese government have been transparent and timely and cooperative in sharing information. I'm Jim Roop.
Right, of course, as a lot of people and talking about the flu here at home, not even coronavirus, as we have the tragic story of a youngster, a child, dying of the flu. And you're talking about flu vaccine. You got vaccinated, but you've been vaccinated for a while, not recently.
Yeah, well, you know, with a kid, you know, yes. I used to not get the flu vaccine just because I made excuses and said I was too busy all the time and wasn't really scared of getting sick. But when you bring a little one or help bring a little one into the world, you got to be worried about that kind of stuff. So I don't know when flu season begins and ends. That's my problem that I have. I'm like, when does it end and when does it begin? Because it seems like it's year-round sometimes. But I think I've gotten two flu shots. They may have been in back-to-back months. So maybe I'm double prepared.
Doubled up. Good deal. All right, coming right back. More of Opio Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One of two suspects involved in a multi-state crime spree is now in jail. Florida law enforcement officers arrested Nathan McLeod, who is facing 21 breaking and entering charges and over 20 theft charges. Officers are still looking for his accomplice, Danielle Amos Archer. The pair is accused of stealing GPS equipment from marinas in Orange Beach from 2016 to 2019. The man accused of murdering his mother and two half-brothers could learn his fate today. Donald Hartung appeared in court yesterday as his sentencing phase began. During the hearing, hearing, Hartung spoke in court for the first time, calling on the judge to call a mistrial. He said the DNA found at his mother's house was not real evidence since he was there a lot. But the judge denied the request. Hartung could face the death penalty. The good times will be rolling soon as the Condi Cavaliers prepare for the first parade of Mobile's carnival season. The festive floats will roll through the streets of downtown Mobile tonight. That begins at 6:30 tonight along Route A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Quarantined on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Japan, American Rebecca Frazier has learned she has contracted coronavirus. The hardest part, says the 35-year-old, is not knowing what's going to happen next.
I don't know what's going to happen an hour from now, tomorrow. Like, for all we know, we could stay quarantined on the ship for a month.
It's something you might expect to hear from a non-GOP candidate for president.
I would rather have a socialist in the White House than a dictator, than a king, than Donald Trump.
But that's former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh today, who's announced he's ending his challenge against Donald Trump for the 2020 Republican nomination. With the impeachment saga behind them, White House aides are bracing for the prospect of another staff shakeup in the West Wing. Sources say Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney's future within the administration is in question. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A New Jersey state jury has ordered J&J to pay $750 million in punitive damages to four people who said their use of the company's talcum powders caused a rare cancer, the latest legal loss for the healthcare giant. The judge presiding over the trial, citing state law, said she would reduce the punitive award to $186.5 million, or about five times the compensatory damages awarded by a separate jury in the first phase of the case. Pinterest shares jumped after earnings figures showed the online bulletin board beat earnings and user expectations in the final quarter of last year. Pinterest shares were up 17% in after-hours trading. Access Industries Warner Music Group filed documents to sell shares to the public amid a streaming-fueled resurgence in the music industry. Warner is the third largest music company. Crude oil down 40 cents at $50.55 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower after stocks closed at record highs again yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Rainy day for us yesterday, but it looks like we got off light compared to looking some of the damage around the Atlanta area, flooding and trees down, roofs messed up there. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, we sure did get off. We had a little more than a third of an inch of rain, bringing it over 2 inches so far for the month of February, and you know, we're only in the seventh day so far. But we've got really a beautiful day today with high pressure building over the Gulf of Mexico now, and we should have sunny skies and but much cooler, 55 today compared to 72 yesterday. Now tonight it won't be quite as cold, although we will see temperatures dropping down to near 40 degrees tonight. But we will have some clouds around, and that should keep the temperature up considerably. We've been so far down to 32 out at the airport, although most areas are in the mid to upper 30s. Now, as for the weekend, well, partly cloudy skies for Saturday, and there is a slight chance of a shower. Now, the reason for that is a weak cold front will be moving through, and what it's really going to do is bring some more dry air into the area. So a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. We're going to be warmer, up to about 65 degrees. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, and up to 68 degrees for Sunday afternoon. So Sunday should be just a beautiful day. Enjoy it, because Monday and Tuesday, rain comes back, showers Monday and Tuesday, but on the mild side, around 72 degrees for both days.
All right, Dr. Bill, and specifically tonight, so it's downtown Mobile Mardi Gras getting kicked off in earnest tonight. Conde Cavaliers, 6:30, what should we expect?
Well, no rain in the forecast for this evening, so that's good, and it will be chilly because the high will be 55 in the afternoon, and the temperatures will be dropping down to, maybe 48 or 50 degrees around parade time, but no rain, should be dry, and over the weekend, as I mentioned, just that slight chance on Saturday and beautiful weather for Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, outside of a stray shower on Saturday, it looks good for the weekend with really comfortable temperatures with the highs in the 60s. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8320.
Wow. So in the 1.8s, that's a good thing. That's pretty heady.
And yeah, in February, if you can get a 1.8 or better, that's really good.
Yeah, if you with a handicap, that's like a 2. That's like a 2. 1.8 is like a 2. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and your weekend weather scale right here at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Also, it's What's Cooking? We talk to Alec Naiman in just a minute to find out what recipe he has for this weekend, plus the president talking yesterday about acquittal in his list of people to thank you. He specifically picked out AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. We'll get that audio coming up as well. Traffic with Kane coming up first.
Good morning, everyone. From the AzaleaCityTax.com traffic center, still have accident-free conditions, but starting to see more delays near Government and Azalea, Old Shell and McGregor. Also, if you're traveling Moffitt, Spring Hill at 65, but a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Tillman's Corner at Theodore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The White House announced the terrorist leader who claimed responsibility for the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola is dead. President Trump said Qasem al-Rimi, an al-Qaeda leader, was killed during a counterterrorism operation in Yemen. In a video, al-Rimi praised Mohammed al-Shamrani's actions, calling him a courageous knight.
A man accused of killing a woman almost 40 years ago will still have to continue wearing an ankle monitor. Alvin Ray Allen asked a judge to get rid of electronic monitoring, but the judge denied the request. Allen was arrested last September for reportedly killing Sandra Williams back in 1980. Health experts believe flu numbers will only go up. The CDC says there have been about 19 million flu cases this season, with 180,000 having to go to the hospital and 10,000 flu-related deaths. The announcement comes after a four-year-old girl in Mobile died a day after being diagnosed with the flu. Meanwhile, a Mobile County deputy is still in the hospital fighting the virus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local Mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.5.
Zion Williamson leads the New Orleans Pelicans to a win. South Alabama basketball has a big rivalry game tonight, and the XFL Football League launches this weekend. It's 7:41 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On the PGA Tour, Nick Taylor leads the Pebble Beach Pro-Am after shooting a bogey-free 8-under par in the first round. Patrick Cantlay and Chase Seifert tied for second place at 6-under. Round 2 gets started this morning at 11. The University of South Alabama women's basketball team defeated Louisiana Lafayette 78-63 in the Mitchell Center last night. Savannah Jones scored a season-high 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in the victory. Up next, the Jags will play at Louisiana Monroe tomorrow at noon. The Jaguars men's team has a big rivalry game tonight at 7 in Troy when they face the Trojans. South is looking to beat Troy for the third time in a row. In the SEC tomorrow, number 11 Auburn will host number 18 ranked LSU at 11 a.m. If Auburn wins, they'll take over the lead in the SEC standings. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Again, that begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Then at 5, Alabama will attempt to snap a 3-game losing streak, and they take the court in Athens to face Georgia. In NBA games last night, Zion Williamson scored 21 points in a New Orleans win over Chicago.
The lob, Zion. Oh, about that backdoor. Lonzo Zion.
That alley-oop call from Joel Myers with Fox Sports New Orleans. The Pelicans won 125-119 in 8 games. Zion's averaging 20 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Houston upset the Lakers 121-111. The Knicks beat the Magic. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia. And Portland got the win over San Antonio. The 2020 NBA trade deadline passed yesterday. Some teams with no hope for the playoffs used the moment to sell off players for young prospects or draft picks, while teams that are trying to make a push into the postseason added some good players to their rosters. Miami and Memphis completed a players-only trade without getting Oklahoma City involved, as was initially expected. The Heat get Andre Iguodala, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder in exchange for Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson. Philadelphia added a couple scorers from Golden State and Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. Golden State also received former number one pick Andrew Wiggins and 2 picks from Minnesota in exchange for D'Angelo Russell, Jacob Evans, and Amari Spellman. Denver sent Shabazz Napier to Washington for Jordan McRae. Cleveland received Andre Drummond from Detroit, and the LA Clippers received Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas in a 3-team deal with the Knicks and Wizards. If you thought football ended with the Super Bowl on Sunday, you were wrong. The XFL begins its second first season this weekend with 2 games on Saturday and 2 more on Sunday. The original XFL debuted in 2001, but lasted only 1 season before folding. This time, Vince McMahon, who owns the XFL, says the league is here to stay. You'll recognize many of the players if you tune in to one of the games this weekend. Dallas is led by former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops and has former Sooner Landry Jones at quarterback. Former Auburn running back Cameron Artis Payne is also on the Renegades roster. Former Auburn and Leroy High School wide receiver Sammy Coates is on the Houston Roughnecks. Seattle's quarterback is former Gulf Shores High School and Troy Trojans quarterback Brandon Silvers and former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray leads the Tampa Bay Vipers. Seattle plays D.C. tomorrow at 1 on ABC. L.A. plays at Houston at 4 on Fox. Then on Sunday, Tampa plays at New York at 1 on Fox, and St. Louis plays at Dallas at 4 on ESPN. Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so the rules are not exactly what you're used to seeing in the NFL or in college, but it's not the all-out scrum that it used to be in the XFL. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair to say. It's not so much wrestling as it is just a new football league. They're trying to play football, but they do have a lot of weird rules that are going to take some getting used to, like the double forward pass.
Now, how does this work?
Well, they can make two passes, forward passes, as long as the first forward pass is behind the line of scrimmage.
Quarterback throws it to a receiver. Receiver takes it and throws it to somebody in the end zone.
That's exactly right.
Kind of like an alley-oop, kind of football version.
Yeah, the football version of an alley-oop. They can do that now. Also, instead of a 40-second play clock, 25 seconds, because they're trying to get these games over and done with much more quickly than the NFL or college football. And two timeouts per half instead of three. And kind of like college, they only need one foot in bounds instead of two when catching the ball. So lots of new rules, and maybe in the future implementing those in the NFL.
I might give these the XFL one more shot here after the reboot. Hey, also speaking of sports, coming up tomorrow, Auburn, LSU.
Big time game at 11 a.m. Auburn is on a roll. 20-2 now this season, ranked 11th in the nation. Last week they beat Kentucky at home in Auburn. Tomorrow have a huge game against LSU for first place in the SEC.
Check it out right here at FM Talk 106.5 at 11 o'clock. Coming right back, check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Also, Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking. It's all happening right here on a Friday on Mobile Mornings.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Delays beginning now from Airport Hillcrest, also off of Dolphin and Moffitt and 65. Watch your speed along Old Shell as well. School zones have been busy. Back it down to 20 miles an hour. The good news, so far, no new wrecks in the roadways. Nice ride from Spanish Fort over to Malvis with heavier traffic in front of Rockwell Elementary. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up on Saturday, March 14th in Moxley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can find them on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
All right, 7:48 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about that inventory. I mean, you've been running through scads of vehicles this week.
Absolutely. You know, we get them in daily, and we've been selling them daily. You know, we've got a big inventory. You know, we bought this extra property to have room in the back. Now we got cars in the back of the back.
And what about, we talk about selection in vehicles, and that's the thing that catches our eye in the first place. I get it. But once we get there, you've got a big selection when it comes to financing.
Absolutely. You know, that's our number one, I think, system that we work, because we got great financing. We got credit unions, we got banks, finance companies, local lenders, and lenders scattered throughout the southeast, so we can get the best rate and best terms for all our customers.
And that's important, because you've talked about a percentage point here and there over the life of the loan. We're talking real money.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, we did one recently where we sold a man a vehicle, and he got his credit rebuilt, and he saved almost $7,000 on the cost of a $20,000 vehicle.
Cha-ching. All right, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And yeah, so it was yesterday as President Trump was discussing his acquittal. Conversation went on for an hour or so. And as he was thanking folks, he thanked Matt Gaetz from Northwest Florida, of course. But first, he came straight off of talking about Abraham Lincoln to talking about AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. I thought, yes, there, and now, go.
And that includes honest Abe Lincoln. You know, a lot of people forget Abe Lincoln. I wish he were here. I'd give him one hell of an introduction. But he was a Republican. Abe Lincoln, honest Abe. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley. A man who has been an unbelievable friend of mine and spokesman.
And by the way, too, as he went on there, he talked about a couple different members of the House that are running for office, in the case of Bradley Byrne running for Senate. And it was not an endorsement, but it's not lost on me, as people have been wondering, would President Trump get into the Senate primary? You know, because where everybody's wondering, would he step in to somehow snub Jeff Sessions? Would he come in? You know, it seems like Tommy Tuberville thought he was ordained. He was going to get the support of President Trump. Sounds like it wasn't. That's not an endorsement. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's be. But it was a pretty big shout out.
Well, as close as you can get to an endorsement without an official endorsement.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Because technically, it's not an endorsement. Let's be frank. But it's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it'll be used, I imagine, in Congressman Byrne's upcoming advertising.
Yes.
And he already jumped on the opportunity yesterday on his Twitter feed. Pretty much right after the president shouted him out, he tweeted the video and said, "It was an honor to be a leader in the fight against impeachment. Thank you for the kind words, President Trump. I'll always have your back. Hashtag acquitted."
There you go. All right. Talk more about that coming up next hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. We'll also find out what's cooking. Our buddy Alec Naiman on the way next.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute. Brought to you by D&K Suit Discounters, your Mardi Gras formal wear headquarters. And your CBD store, West Mobile. Make today the day you start to feel better. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planning early, because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway, or wall, or a new entrance, or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
753 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings Friday style. And Alec Naiman style as well, as we find out what's cooking from our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going?
It's good, and even better because you have some of my favorite items all in one recipe. You have chicken and you have bacon. Thank God.
Well, I call this one my bacon wrapped stuffed chicken breast. Okay,
I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Really, I'm so really in. This is the stuff. This is what the doctor ordered for me. Lay it on me.
Well, when I get through telling you what's in it, the doctor is going to say, you can't have it, okay?
Okay.
I take the chicken breast, I lay it out on the counter, you know, I put a little piece of plastic down, put my chicken breast, put a piece of plastic over the top, and then I pound it, you know, till I flatten it out pretty good. And then I take me some cream cheese and some green onions and some lemon juice, and I put some salt and pepper and garlic in the cream cheese. Now, you can add anything else you want, sun-dried tomatoes. I don't care what you add to it. You can add anything you want. But I just go straight up cream cheese, green onions, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and garlic. And I put a nice big block right in the middle of the breast, and I roll it up. And then I usually toothpick it so I can hold it together so it won't pop open while it's baking in the oven. But before I bake it in the oven, I take some bacon and I wrap it around the whole chicken, you know. And I want to hold the bacon on the chicken. That's why the toothpick's really there, too. And then I bake it in the oven at about 350 for about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. The bacon cooks, you know. It's good stuff, man. When it's all said and done, that cream cheese just oozes out, man. When you slice a piece off, you know, and you got that bacon and you got the cream cheese flavor and you got the salt, pepper, garlic. I mean, it's simple, really simple stuff, you know.
But I mean,
but that's my bacon wrapped stuffed chicken breast. Yeah?
No, it's tasty just hearing about it. I love it. That's my kind of dinner. Also, let's talk about the fact you're probably going to throw something at me because you don't want to get any more orders at this point. But we are a week out from Valentine's Day, and if somebody has yet to call you about those chocolate covered strawberries, what do they need to do?
Man, now listen, you got to call me 473-3900. You can't show up at Roses, man. They can't eat the roses, okay? They can eat my chocolate-covered strawberries, though. I got these beautiful long-stem berries. They're coming in from California. I'll be dipping them in some dark chocolate and some white chocolate, and I'll be drizzling some other chocolate on top of that. Dress them in a really nice, pretty box with a lot of red and white confetti and a red ribbon and all that kind of stuff. They're really nice. And a dozen, $24.95, okay? You can't buy roses for $24.95. And she can't eat the roses, okay? So call me, 473-3900. Hey, we got Mardi Gras starting tonight. We're going to be boom, booming, booming, and all that kind of. I got my tuba out. I'm going to be playing in the band tonight. And then, of course, next week it kicks on off, and we run all the way for another two weeks or more, you know, for Mardi Gras. Got Stanky, got the Jags baseball starting up next Friday night on Valentine's Day. So got to come out and pull for my Jags. We got a great team, a lot of All-Americans on the team this year. And then what else can I tell you? We got We got Auburn playing tomorrow, man. LSU, we could jump up into the first place, you know. So that's all good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Sunshine, what can I say?
Yeah, you got it. Alec Naiman, and what's cooking? Thank you, man.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. And it's What's Cooking. We do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. And we'll go to the news break with sounds of the Blowhouse Brass Band. As we get some Mardi Gras flavor in the mix. They lit the Mardi Gras tree, the universe's largest Mardi Gras tree. They did that yesterday. We'll talk more about that. State news, national news, and your phone calls all straight ahead.